One year ago this month, the Lilac Fire blazed outside San Diego in Southern California. Homes were destroyed, more than 4,000 acres scorched. Thousands of people were evacuated. Thankfully, none of them died. But this is horse country, and nearly 50 horses were killed at the San Luis Rey Training Center in Bonsall. Trainers and owners racing stall to stall to lead their horses from blazing barns were themselves burned. Joe Herrick is one such owner, severely burned, trying to save a favorite filly named Lovely Finish. Well, this can be a hard, hard story to listen to, but while these headlines come and go, these stories stay with those living them, and we wanted to see how they're doing. So we're checking in with Joe Herrick. Joe, how are you doing?
Good, Robin. Yeah, it's been a little over a year, and we're getting our feet back under us here at San Luis Rey, yes.
You know, we think about the horses all the time, and everyone is concerned about their pets, but these are huge animals. How do you get them out? This was always on your mind, right, the possibility of fire?
Yeah, we'd had a lot of close calls before, but the fire always seemed to go around us, and it hit my barn, and, you know, I did manage to get another horse out before I got Lovely Finish out. And that horse ran back into the stall, ran back into the security of the barn and perished. So her name was Sarah Sunshine. So.
Yeah.
And Martine Balak's barn also got hit first. You know, she was trying to get her horse out of the stall, and her horse would not leave the stall. So she got burned a lot, much, much worse than I did.
Oh, boy. And how's she doing?
She lost her leg below her knee, and she still, marches on. She's amazing.
Wow. Well, you all were trying to get the horses to someplace safe when suddenly, you know, we forget palm trees, eucalyptus trees. The palm trees are dry. The eucalyptus trees are oil. These things explode. I just want to put this in context. I mean, there are some people there who make millions with these racing horses. How would you characterize yourself?
Well, thankfully, I had a career before the training. So I was in the hotel motel business. It allowed me to do what I wanted to do, which was train racehorses. So I've been doing it for 23 years.
You know, you're doing okay. You're not, you know, a kabillionaire because of horse racing. You know, the horses are part of your business. But what else are they to you?
Well, they're, you know, this filly, she ran second first time out at Del Mar, and my phone rang off the hook for weeks, people wanting to buy her. So I turned down, you know, over $250,000 because I was so attached to her, and it wouldn't have been fair to her. The grooms were calling her my girlfriend, so it was I have the luxury of not having to sell something that's so valuable.
Yeah. Well, so let's continue. I mean, it's a terrible day. You mentioned Martine Balak, an owner trying to get a horse out. She's burned terribly. You get one horse out. The horses, naturally, when things started to explode, they ran back into the barns, which, of course, are filled with things that are just going to go up in flames. You get this filly, Lovely Finish, out. What happened?
Well, there's stalls on each side of the barn, and there was only four bedded stalls on the other side of the barn. We had wet those down for over an hour, soaked them, and they still ignited with all the heat and flaming debris that came in. And when those stalls ignited, it got my side going.
It sounds horrible. You know, horses burning, panicking. You have these palm trees exploding. You and the horse are burning at this point. Horrendous. You hose her. You take her back into the barn to kind of build a fortress around the two of you.
Uh-huh.
But then a veterinarian comes. He's saying, everybody, you got to get out. And at first you brush people off, but then you go with the firefighters who've come. Ask the vet to shoot your horse up with some painkillers. You end up in the hospital with these horrible burns. And I understand you just couldn't stay there. You can't sleep because that's all you can think about.
Yeah, my filly was at Helen Woodward Animal Clinic, and they did a great job with her over there, but I was anxious to get back to her, and they thought I was going to need skin grafts. Mm-hmm. And I avoided that, and I got out of there in 12 days.
I'm wondering, how do you get rid of that nightmare of that day?
Well, it stays with you.
Yeah.
You rely on your faith and your friends, your family.
Yeah. They didn't want to tell you in the hospital that six of your horses had died.
Yeah, I pretty much knew. My barn went up in seconds, so I pretty much knew.
Yeah. And by the way, it's been a year. How are your burns, your arms, your face?
Yeah, there's still some, you know, the skin, like, on top of my wrist feels like cardboard, and it's stiff, and there's some loss of sensation here and there. But, you know, I went back to playing soccer 5 weeks after I got done because I just needed to exhaust my body so I wouldn't have the nightmares.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like you and Lovely Finish also helped heal each other. She had been rescued by some who knows who, you know, people who rescued some of these horses, get them in trailers and got them to a recovery area for her. But she was burned. We've seen the pictures. And you started, what, slowly walking her?
Well, yeah, she, you know, she was racing fit, and so she needed exercise. And, you know, her skin was horrible, but her body was still super fit. She needed to move. So after a couple more days in the clinic, I brought her home to my place, and I was able to hand walk her two or three times a day. And that turned into hand jogging because she needed to do more. So it helped me get back fit, and her back fit, you know, her moving, because she was, you know, she was racing fit. She had a lot of energy that needed to, you know, be let out.
You know, I hadn't thought of that. It's hard enough to tell a trainer like you got to stay in bed. But to tell a horse, a racehorse can't rest. So she needed to have this movement.
Yeah, and she couldn't be out during the daytime because her skin was so sensitive. But at night, she could be out in a, like a 12 by 24 area that the back of her stall, we'd open it up and she'd go out into her area so she could be out all night.
I mean, when you hear this and when you hear the description of what happened and the fireballs and the, you know, the panic and the horses bucking and stampeding and trying to get back in the, I mean, just, it's unimaginable, but the center's reopened, I understand.
Yeah, 250 stalls were completely destroyed. 250 stalls were just fine. There was 500 horses there. So they rebuilt 250 stalls and they got us back in there April 15th.
Is there more protection against fires?
We've been stabled at Del Mar over a month now so they could install the fire sprinkler system. So now we're going back to barns that are a little bit safer and more protected.
I do worry, though. I mean, we see the fires up and down the state.
Yeah, you're definitely aware. We're in California. We got it all. We got fires and floods and mudslides and everything else, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, are there more plans in place for getting these horses out?
Well, the problem was they wouldn't let horse trailers in to get us out of there. Mm-hmm. The only option was turning these horses loose. And really, Cal Fire was telling us, you know, shelter in place. And then at 1 o'clock, it was like, okay, evacuate. Mm. Well, an hour later, it hits the van. So, you know.
Well, and the thinking was turn the horses loose because they'll run away from, you know, hopefully they'll get a chance to get away from the fire. But they all went back in the barn.
A lot of them did get injured running around. It was, you know, the memories that we witnessed are horrific.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, but it sounds as if some of those images are being replaced. Because, do we understand Lovely Finish is racing again?
Yeah, she's run really well. She's ran two-thirds, and she ran second the other day against much tougher horses. She just keeps improving.
You know, Joe, I'm going to hear from people who are going to say, how could you put this poor horse out on the track who's been burned and is scarred, and why don't you just give her the rest of her life in a field with dandelions? What would you say to that?
I would say that she loves racing. She loves the attention that she gets every day. These horses are cared for more than they're ever going to be for the rest of their life.
So she's placing in the money, it sounds like, in some cases. But would you care if she didn't? I mean, it sounds like you wouldn't.
No. Right after the fire, I was like, I don't care if she never runs again. But she's super smart. She's figuring this racing thing out.
Survivors.
Yeah.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Joe Herrick, again, a trainer at the San Luis Rey Training Center in Bonsall, California, along with his horse, Lovely Finish. Turning their backs on the past year and the terrible 2017 Lilac Fire. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you.